Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day.
With signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
miracles.
Yes, just hold on. Change is coming. Welcome once again to Glory United Ministries, WGUM. This is your genial host, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, with you once again on a joyful day when we are going to have Pastor Patricia Benneman with us live and in person. We're live today, so if you call in while you are listening, you may have an opportunity to get a word with the pastor. Well, let's get on with the move of God and Norman Hutchins.
Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Yes, good morning, friends. A move of God is on the way. We're going to start the program with a prayer. So let's take a moment and pause. We know your day is busy. We know it's been busy till this moment, and it's going to be busy after this moment. But we're in God's house, and we're in God's time. So, Heavenly Father, we are gathered together, whether we are live or whether we're listening to a recording, knowing that your blessing floods every fiber of our being. Lord, we know that every step that we have taken to this point, you have ordered and guided. Lord, we know that our friends and families, and that even those that are not our friends, that we all are facing troubled times. We all, Lord, we know that there are obstacles that the evil one, the devil, is placing in our path, trying to take us away, Lord, from the anointed path that you have set before us. Lord, we cannot stand for these difficulties to remain before us and before our friends. But Lord, let us kneel before the throne. Anoint us in this moment, Lord, with your holy blessings. Lift us, carry us into the kingdom, kingdom that Jesus set before us and told us, Lord, that the kingdom of heaven is here and now. It's not there. It's not over there. It's not even yonder. It's right here and now. Lord, open our hearts. Open our minds. Let us surrender, Lord, to the Holy Spirit, and fill us, Lord, with the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. We ask in this moment that all the healing that is required in order for us to manifest your glory, that all that healing, Lord, now be bestowed upon us. Lord, heal us from our head to our toe. Heal us front and back. Heal us inside and out so that we can stand before you and stand before our friends and neighbors in glory. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name, because we know that we are truly worth it. Amen. And now Anthony Brown singing Worth.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving. Amen, amen. You thought I was to die for. We give praise and honor to Christ the King, for he is Lord. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He thought I was to die for. He thought you were to die for. He didn't rob you of life. He gave you life more abundantly. He gave you the choice to choose life. He died for you. He did not make you suffer for the sin of Adam and Eve, but he laid his life down so that you could have a chance, the right to the tree of life. He thought you were worth saving. Oh, my God in heaven today. He thought you were to die for. What a privilege that a man like Jesus would lay down his life for his friends. He called you his friends. He didn't call you enemies, but he called you his friends. No greater love is there in the universe today. He thought I was, you was, to die for, so that you could be free. He whom the Son had set free. Oh, you know the Bible. You know what the words say. He whom the Son had set free is free indeed. He thought I was to die for. That you are worthy. Yes, you are. To come boldly to the throne of God. Some people say, well, I'm not worthy because I messed up on yesterday and I messed up last night. I did something that wasn't pleasing in the eyes of God. But, oh, you are the one that should come boldly, because forgiveness is at the cross. Somebody said, at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Well, how are the burdens of your heart going to roll away if you don't come to the cross? Oh, bless his name. But it was there by faith I received my sight. My sight was, my sin has been forgiven. My sight is Jesus loves me in spite of me. Jesus loved me. It was there by faith that I received my sight. I know how much he loves me. I know how much he cares. Oh, he thought I was to die for. Oh, somebody come on and bless God. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he cares for you. There's nobody that can do you like Jesus. Don't look to man. Don't look to woman. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. But look up and see God. For he loves you with an everlasting love. David said, even if I go to hell, he'll be there. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to take that chance. When Jesus went to hell, yes, Jesus went to hell. Somebody said, when did that happen? Well, when he got off the cross and when they thought they had buried him and it was finished, but he was not in the flesh. Once he gave up the ghost and said it's finished, he got off the cross. That's what he's talking about. This is finished. This, what you see here, is finished. It is complete. You will see me in the flesh no more. You will deal with me totally in spirit. The scripture says they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So therefore, it is finished. I don't walk this earth anymore in the flesh. But from this point on, I will permeate the universe with my spirit. Spirit, and the only way that you can see him is that you have to be in the Spirit to see the Lord. For he is not flesh and blood any longer. He's Spirit. He yielded up the ghost and said, it is finished. Yes, it's finished. It is finished. It's a done deal, as we say. It's a done deal. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I am so happy in Christ today. I am so happy to come before your ears in the name of Jesus to tell you that there is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you, because his arms is wide open. That's why he died. His arms are stretched out wide. That's why he carried the cross for you and I. His arms are open, and he's there to pardon you. Oh, it is no secret. Nothing being secret when God saved you. You got to go tell it. You want to tell somebody. Someone said that I looked at my hands and my hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. Well, just in case you looked at your hands and they looked the same way, and you looked at your feet and they looked the same way, your salvation is not based on how your hands and your feet look. But, however, I have experienced that when the Lord reclaimed me 27 years ago, it became a reality to me as I'm driving home. I was not driving home. My husband at the time was driving me home, and I was in the Spirit. They brought me out of the church still in the Spirit, and as we're driving down the highway, I looked at my hands, and they really did look new. And God had to make me a new set of hands, because the hands that I had was full of nicotine, where I held a cigarette between my fingers and I smoked cigarettes. So God had to, not only did he do a work on the inside, he did it on the outside. He cleaned my hands of the nicotine he thought I was to die for. He thought I was worth saving. How about you? He thought I was to die for. Yes, even my feet, they look different. When I looked down, I said, well, if my hands look like this, what do my feet look like? And it looked like I saw running in my feet. That's why he changed my feet, even though on the natural side, my feet bothered me all the time. But the spiritual side of my feet, he put them, he dressed them for the ministry. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, he gave me new feet and new hands. Ooh, he thought I was to die for. He came into my life, and oh, we sang at my church. Oh, what a wonderful change has been wrought since Jesus. Oh, God, you hear the little she. Since Jesus, oh God, I feel your presence. Since Jesus came into my life, oh, floods of joy. Hey, God. Hey, Jesus. Woo-hoo. Floods of joy, oh, my soul. Like the sea billows roll since Jesus, whoo, came into my life. Oh, God, yes. He thought I was to die for. Let me just move that word out of the way. He thought. He didn't have to think about Should he die for Patricia and Benjamin? No. He knew that he had to die for me. Did he have to die for Jackie? He didn't have to think about dying for Jackie. Oh, he knew I was to die for. He knew she was to die for. He died for Hazel. He didn't have to think, should I, is she worth saving? Yes, she is. He knew that the day would come that we would be born in the flesh and that we would need this love, this Jesus. Oh, God, I can see you with your outstretched hand. He knew I was worth saving. Woo! So he came into my life. I am grateful so that I could be free, so that I could be free. He knew that I was to die for all, so that I could run the race, so that I could preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that I could teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that I could make a difference in the world, so that when men and women who don't even know me look upon me and say, there's something strange about that. Yes, it is. There's something very strange about me. I house the anointing of God. And people that don't know the anointing of God, they come out with the word, something strange about her. I don't know what it is, but it's something I can't put, you know how you do, something I can't put my finger on. But I am anointed to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ so that I could be free. He died for you and me. He thought I was worth saving. Yes, he knew that I am worth saving. With his blood, he has saved me. With his power, he have changed me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. To God be the glory. Andre Crouch wrote that song, and he said, how can I say thanks for all that you've done for me? Things so undeserving, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voice of a million angels cannot express my gratitude, all that I am and all that I hope to be. I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Now, here's the thing. Here's the key to that song. He says, now let me live my life that it would be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any self-praise, let it go to Calvary. It belongs to Calvary. It's not about me. It's not about you, but it's about Calvary. Oh, they don't sing that anymore. Calvary. Calvary. The scripture said they hung him high and they stretched my God wide. And surely he died on Calvary. Oh, my God, I feel Jesus in this place. You know, I told you about the place. When I tell you I feel Jesus in this place, it's not the room that I'm in. It's not the building that I'm in. It's in myself. It's down in me that I feel the presence of the Lord moving on the inside of me. That is something to be excited about. He knew that I was worth saving, when I didn't have sense enough to know it myself. He knew it. He made it possible. He knew that I was to die for. Woo! He came into my life so that I can be free. And you know, when he frees us, the last thing we should focus on is being tangled with a yoke of bondage. Ooh, my God. What a mighty God we serve. And as I like to tell you, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and all them that dwell within. It all belongs to him who have made us. Don't you like that? He thought that you were worth saving. He knew that you were worth saving. So he thought that you were, he knew that you were to die for. He came into your life. Come on and lift your hands up to the Lord and give him a thank you offering. Oh, bless his name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless his holy name. We're coming up on Palm Sunday, where they put palm branches out in the street. And they were crying, Hosanna! Hosanna! But he was making an entrance, passing through on his way to the cross. Hosanna! Oh, Savior, mighty God, everlasting God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Hosanna! He's on his way, humble as can be. If you knew today that next week you would be dead in the flesh, but alive in the spirit. I like that. Thank you, God. Dead in the flesh, but alive in the spirit, because your body goes back to the earth and your soul goes back to be with the Lord from whence you came. Yes, from whence you came. You came from the Spirit of God, and he allowed it to be so that he would seed you through whatever your father's name is, and your mother would carry you, but he sent you. Oh, God is amazing, I tell you. It's so good to be with you on another Thursday. We are live today and popping. Oh, bless the Lord. Dr. Scott, I feel like pressing my way, and that I'm on my way to heaven, and I feel like pressing my way. I tell you, it is so good to be with you. But just keep it in mind that Palm Sunday is near. We're in Lent, and Palm Sunday is approaching us on the 20th, and then Easter. It's been 4 years or more, I believe, every fourth year or something that, or 8 years, we have Easter in March. But we thank God that I have Easter all year long, because I was to die for, and he came into my life so that I could be free. How about you? Have you accepted this risen Christ Jesus who died for you? Have you accepted him as Lord and Savior over your life? Have you accepted him as Jesus, the Holy One? Have you accepted the God of your salvation? salvation. I tell you, if you haven't, you better do it right now. Just say, come into me, Lord Jesus. I can't make this journey without you. I need you because you already told me that in you I live, I move, and I have my very being, but I need to be cleaned up. So clean me up, God. Wash me whiter than snow. Oh, and I will testify of your goodness. Remember now, this is Easter, but it should be Easter all year long. But if you can't have it all year long, then you play with the calendar, okay? All right. I tell you, Dr. Scott, I didn't feel so good a few moments ago before I got on the air. But when you listen to the words of that song, and I know he's going to close us out with that song, I was to die for so that I could be free. Wow, isn't that something? All right, I just want to give you a scripture and then I'm closing. I am going into the 2 Timothy and at the 4th chapter. And let's start at the first verse of the 4th chapter. Charge you therefore before God, and I'm reading from my new Spirit-filled Bible. Charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom will judge the living and the dead. If you don't have Christ, this one who knew that you was worth saving, but you chose not for him to save you, he's going to judge the living and the dead. And even if you are still alive physically and you have not accepted him into your heart, and there's not been a change in your walk and in your talk and the things you do and how you go about, you are dead. Now, the saints are dead in Christ, but if you're not a saint and you're an ain't, you are dead to the Spirit of Christ. Let me go on. And his appearance and his kingdom. Let me go back and read that again so you can understand it. Charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according own desires. Well, you've seen that. It's already here. It starts at the White House. And from the White House, it goes to the church house. Well, you know, after it hit the church house, it's a done deal. People don't want to endure sound doctrine. They don't want to endure the truth. They don't want to have anything to do with what's right and what God said. Well, we're living in a new age now, so that stuff that worked back then don't work now. I remember reading that Jesus said, I am the Lord, I change not. So if you are a child of the King, then what's your problem? Why is it so hard for you to travel along the road that he left orders, he left instructions that how we are to live our life? If we are a disciple of Christ, for I am not my own, I am bought with a price. So whether you're living in new age, it doesn't matter. You should be walking in the truth of God. Yes, it's new age, but you walk in the truth. What did the word say? How should I do this? How should I conduct myself? How should I live my life. You have no business, as far as I'm concerned, as a child of God, females walking around with your boobs about to run out your bra. That's not good. That's not. Yes, they're naked in Africa, but you're not in Africa. You're in the United States. Let's see. Now, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desire, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, people that are against the truth of God. That's who they want to tell them something. You know what the law says, that it's okay to do this. It's okay. You know, I'm not going there. You will not sue me. Oh, bless the Lord. And they will turn their ears away from the truth. I just told you that you have to walk in the truth. Don't worry about it being new age. That's old. That's old school. Everybody worried about the old school, honey. It's a new day now. Every day is a new day. And you can't make a new day. So you better thank God for the olden days where people was taught to pray and seek God and pull after God to get a prayer through. When I was growing up, saints, once in a while, somebody died, but not like they do nowadays. And if someone was sick unto death, the saints could get there to that hospital or to their bedroom where they were. And when the saints got finished praying, when the saints began to pray, then the Lord will have his way. Is that right? Honey, I've seen that people stinking almost. And God raised them up because the saints was old school. They have all this fancy tricks and junk that's going on today. Now, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. That's it. But you be watchful in all things. Endure affection. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. I am going to stop right there. I was to die for. So because he died for me, I have a work to do, a charge I have to keep, and a God to glorify. He thought you were worth saving, and he knew that you were worth saving so that you could be free. Hang out with the truth, my brother. Hold on, my sister, to the truth so that you can be free. You were to die for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we do let the church say, amen. Praise him.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight, no. I fooled around much too long. Oh, yes, I have. Now I.
Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderfully inspiring, uplifting, and illuminating sermon. I'm sure that everyone enjoyed it as much as I did. And now we have Anaisha singing Holy One.
Now he
You thought I was to die.